We're all yours. Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. Sunday Breakfast with Phil Rowe. Cambridge
105. Olivia Carter. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
It's nice to have you back in.
It's good to be back.
Actually, how you've grown, I have to say. You're now 18.
Grown up.
I remember you when you were, well, probably a little shy, or I don't know, you were ever that. Wait, do you think you ever were shy when you were younger?
I don't know. I've always been quite confident. Maybe too. I was quite shy, maybe, when I first moved here. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. When you first moved here, are you originally from...
No, I was originally from here, Cambridge, and when I was six, I moved to Portugal for 8 years.
Okay.
So I did some growing up there.
I knew you were... Because you'll have to tell us all about Portugal later on as well. Yeah. Lucky girl.
I will.
So I've seen you around since you were about 14. You did a bit of telly work with me. It was quite good. And we used to video
so long
you.
Ago.
It was. And you used to stand there and cry pieces with your guitar.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the bench, strumming away.
I was playing the character of a busker, which is quite fitting, isn't it?
Which you've been doing over the years as well in Cambridge.
Yeah, that's right.
Burleigh Street was one place where I picked up on you the one
outside
time.
Primark.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, one of the department stores. Anyway, that
one
will do.
Yeah, one of those.
It's not something you're doing so much these days.
No, not so much. It was really good when I was younger, like money wise, I suppose, because I was all small and cute and stuff. Do you know what I mean? No, so I don't do it much these days because I just do gigs and stuff on the weekends.
You've changed your style a bit, because in those days you used to wear your tea cosy pom-pom hat.
Yeah.
You still do that now? No, that was a woolly hat.
It was cold.
It was your gringy time.
Yeah. I'll whip it out again.
Practical reasons.
No, you won't need that.
We won't need that in here today. Anyway, you're looking almost kind of spring-like, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nice breath of fresh air. Should explain, we were talking to Olivia Carter here. She's a Cambridge busker. I really rate her. I think she's very good as well.
Thank you very much.
And she's got a new EP out as well. We're going to be playing some tracks for that, and you're going to be doing some live stuff as well.
I am.
Is that guitar tuned up nicely?
I hope so.
Do you want to launch into... Where would you like to go? We've got your EP here.
Yes.
Would you like to... You said you want to do a live track.
Yeah, sure. I'll do a live track.
Shall we go with that now? We'll come back
Absolutely.
And talk to you. We've got that mic up over there.
Sure thing.
Which one are you going to do?
I'm going to do Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone seems to like this song, so hopefully I don't destroy it too much.
Go for it.
Yeah? Okay, thank you.
When you're near someone like they used to before, and I can't see behind of your fate. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? And darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart can still feel less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just a touch of a hat. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. I just want to tell you who I am. So honey, now take me to your loving arms. Kiss me until light of a thousand stars. Place your hand on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are. When my hands are gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, ooh, I know you wish you loved me the same. Cause honey, your soul can never grow old, it's evergreen. And baby, your smile's for forever in my mind and memory. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe it's all part of a plan. Baby, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me until light of a thousand stars. Place your hand on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are.
On the radio. Wow, Miss Olivia Carter. That's great. Fantastic. Really well done. And actually, some of the studio, there's a studio next door, and everybody's been nodding approvingly. They're obviously listening through there as well, thinking you're pretty fantastic. That was a good mix on the radio. You were quite loud, so I turned everything down. Let's turn you back up over there. That's good. That's good, because you probably need that sometimes when you're working some of the bars and some of the noise.
Yeah, it's difficult. It gets really loud, but it's a good thing.
Do you use lots of amplification normally? Just acoustic.
Well, I need to get like an EP system or something. I've got a big Marshall amp for the mic, and then a tiny little, you know, those portable ones for the guitar.
Serious
like a piece
kit
of Lego,
using a Marshall.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
Talking to us this morning is Olivia Carter. She's who you've just been listening to there. She's has been a Cambridge busker, and she's really has developed into a really wonderful local musician. You live in Royston.
I live in Royston, at the moment.
And so you actually got some work down in one of the bars in the town.
Yeah, local wine bar ad hoc. I sing there on Fridays.
Weekly gig at the moment, too.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? I've known the owner of the bar for a while because he set up an event in the summer. I did when I was like 15. So he was like, why don't you perform every week? So I was like, yeah.
It's one of the posher venues in town as well. I'm not sure how many venues there are.
There are quite a few. It's quite swanky, I suppose.
Do you find competing against sometimes the hubbub of a bar, because especially as the evening goes by and people loosen up, they've maybe had a drink. You're talking about your Marshall amp. You have to turn it up a bit.
Do I have to turn it up?
Or do you find that your projection of your voice is very good anyway?
I do have to turn it up. I played a Wednesday night there the other day, just because they're trying to sell some more tickets for their Christmas event, so they're getting me in a little more. And it was so quiet, I felt a bit overpowering.
Oh!
I could actually hear myself singing. It was remarkable.
Do you know, there's nothing wrong with that, trying to overwhelm the audience in some way.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll probably get your notice, won't it?
Yeah.
So you're making a little bit of money that way as well, Olivia.
Yeah.
We should explain about your education as well at the moment. You know, I said you were going to be the lower six.
You're lower six, no, I'm upper six. I'm 18 now.
He's grown up.
I'm grown up.
I know. Hills Road Sixth Form College.
That's right, yeah.
In town as well. And you do lots of music, drama, performing in the college?
I study drama, which I love. It's really good. I do literature and Spanish, so I don't actually take music. But I do it as a hobby. I'll always keep it as a hobby. I just didn't want to carry on studying it.
But music, would you want to be a professional musician? I mean, on the basis of what we just heard.
Yeah, well, that's the dream, isn't it? I don't want it to be a dream. I want it to be real.
Really?
I'm going to keep trying. But yeah, if all that... I think keep it as a hobby, and if it works out, that would be amazing. And if not, I'm going to like push on with university and stuff like this.
So university for your next year, that'll be September.
Yeah.
What would you like to study there?
I'd really like to study Hispanic studies with business management.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Hispanic studies is Spanish, but it's also like about the culture, the politics, and everything about Spain, basically.
Do you like Hispanic music? Do you like Latino? Do you like South American music, for instance?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Latin?
I tried to learn a bit of Spanish music. It didn't go so well. But, yeah, I'd definitely be into learning some more. Why not?
Yeah, well, yeah. Absolutely. At your age, your mind should be like a sponge. You just absorb everything around you.
Should be a good thing.
Plus, if you take any notes of your lectures at school or at the moment, at college at the moment. Oh, you do. This is good. I'd imagine you do.
I say that because my mum's listening. Hey, Mum.
Do you want to take a track from your new EP?
Yeah, sure.
It came out recently. It's called Simplicity.
That's right.
Which one would you want to go for?
I'm going to let you choose, Phil.
We said earlier on then that because we played the Goo Goo Dolls actual original version of Iris. Let's see how you sound then, shall we?
Yeah, go on and compare.
And I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. The closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your love. But sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you tonight.
Iris, originally by the Goo Goo Dolls. That was the cover there by the guest who's in the studio this morning, Olivia J. Carter. What's the J stand for?
Jane.
Not too exciting.
Jane. Yeah.
So that was recorded with a lot of help from your brother to put out this EP as well.
He's a helpful guy, isn't he?
He's a bit older than you.
He is, yeah. He's nearly 21 now. Big one. We're going to have a good old party for his 21st.
And he's now based down in London.
Yeah, he lives near London. He's a musician. He's an electronic music producer, so we're quite different in our tastes. But obviously, he can still help me with mine.
And to put it together with him, you took it to took yourself off to his home?
Yeah, I did. I drove up there with all my stuff. Basically, we have this thing at college called Extended Project, where you can do anything you want. Literally,
within your college time, within your lecture hours.
Yeah, and your frees and your homework kind of time. But you can do anything you want. You can write an essay. My friend made a cake. I wanted to record an album. So I said to my brother, can you help me out? And he was like really into it because he hadn't done work with acoustic artists much before. So it's a good opportunity for both of us, really.
You were working on it once you came back from Portugal. We'll mention more about what you do in the summer months.
Yeah.
So you put it together this autumn, presumably.
I think it was September. I was supposed to do it in April, but time management wasn't my strongest point during the project. But we got there in the end and in September.
Got it mixed down?
Yeah.
Got it sounding like that?
Yeah, yeah. He did a good job, didn't he? I mean, I did a good job. No, yeah, he's really good.
Every good recording is due to the, obviously, production and the engineer as well, isn't it?
Yes.
So three tracks on the album?
Yeah, three tracks. I was going to try and do an original one on there as well, but I didn't really get around to it.
Now, the big question always is original material, something you want to pen yourself.
I know.
Have you ever managed to do that yet?
I've written some stuff, but I've just never been pleased enough of it to debut it.
You're too much of a perfectionist lady, aren't you?
Well,
that's
maybe,
the trouble,
yeah.
So what sort of ideas did you have inspirationally to
I don't know.
A song? Love song, ballad?
It's always love songs, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's trying to do something different as well, isn't it? Lyrics-wise. And then when you make a cool chord pattern, it's difficult to not make it all sound like everything else.
They're saying that we actually will run out of combinations of notes one day.
Yeah, I think we will, to be honest. So, I always write something and I'm like, oh, this sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hang on, that's already a song. Do you know what I mean? That always happens.
It's too much like somebody's already done before.
I think subconsciously I just write all the songs that already exist. So.
But the thing is, Olivia, unless you really sort of put one down, put a track down and put it out there, you'll never know.
I'm getting there.
We'd love to have you on, forget one thing we do with our unsigned chart and with the NMG show we have on Wednesday, if we can find somebody who does, I mean, you'd meet all the credentials because you're a local girl within 50-mile radius and you're unsigned and you have talent. But
thank you.
We need somebody who
can write
their own song.
Yeah, I'm going to get
go for it.
I will, yeah.
If you've got some time afterwards, sit down in the green room, cup of coffee with friends.
I'll come back 20 minutes, yeah.
Get something inspired and going for us. You did that. But before we'll play another track from the EP in a moment.
Yeah.
But your time in Portugal, you were saying earlier on that you spent your formative years out there. But you go out there again every summer.
I go there. I've been there every single summer since I moved here. And sometimes for New Year, Easter, just whenever I can, really.
It's a second home, but it's not that you have a home out there, though.
No, we sold our house out there when we came here, obviously. But obviously, I grew up there, so I've got all my buddies over there still. So there's always free accommodation, which
it's
is brilliant.
Old you.
Yeah, it's not bad setup, really, is it?
I need to know your mates, I think.
Yeah, come over.
Introduce myself. So what were you, what may I ask why the family was there originally? What were you doing?
Why did we go? To be honest, I think we just wanted to change. We were going to move to France. We were looking around at houses and stuff over there, and we found the perfect one in France, but we couldn't sell ours in time to buy it. And at the time, my nan already lived there, and she said, why don't you just come to Portugal? And we were like, yeah, go on then. And we moved to Portugal.
And your nan's still there?
She's there. She's got a house over here as well, so she kind of lived both, really.
Of course, that.
Yeah.
Shall we play another track from the EP now?
Yes, go for it.
Shall we go with We Found Love?
Sure, absolutely.
See.
Shadow crosses mine. knows I need you more. Feel the heartbeat in my heart.
It's Olivia Carter, our guest. It's from her EP, and it's We Found Love, of course, originally by Rihanna, featuring Calvin Harris on the original track, which would have been about, I suppose, a couple of years ago in the charts now, Olivia. And
I couldn't tell you. Yeah, probably a couple of years ago.
You nailed it again a couple of months ago.
Maybe.
So how long has the EP been out?
How long? Yeah, since I recorded it, really. The day after I recorded it, September.
It's a free download as well, if people
want
to find it.
Yeah, just give it a listen. That's all I want.
Do you have a little counter on these websites that say how many downloads have happened? Do you know?
I've just made a Facebook page, and it kind of tells you how many people have clicked on it. And then on what's it called, SoundCloud. I haven't really paid much attention to it, to be honest.
So it's uploaded onto SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's right.
And people can find it if they just put in Olivia Carter.
Yeah,
in SoundCloud.
I assume so. I'm not really used to it. So.
And simplicity, that would be the other keyword.
Yes.
Should take you to the three tracks, and you
yes.
can go download them
that's
yourself.
That's right.
So put them on your MP3 player, your various personal portable devices, as we all have these days, I guess. So the other thing is doing these gigs then, Olivia. You're talking about the one you're doing now. And the nice thing you were saying is that whenever he can, your dad goes along to support you too.
He does. He's a good guy, isn't he? And mum as well. Yeah, dad.
And mum.
My dad comes to everything, really. He loves it. He thinks he's my manager, and I suppose he is, really. He helps me. He's come to everything, talent shows, auditions, or usually this, everything.
You know, your parents are your greatest asset. I know you could probably moan about mum and dad sometimes, and they might think they're crappy.
Of course not.
Style. But, I mean, you drive it. Another thing, you've got your independence now. You drive.
Yeah, it's
In
amazing.
Those days, it was dad taking you around and mum in the car to your next gig.
Yeah, it's not cool, is it?
And people that roll up here, actually, on a Wednesday to come to do the NMG show, the car park fills up, you know, with various mums and dads bringing younger people who don't yet drive can afford that. So you're really quite lucky like that.
Yeah.
Where's the furthest away you've played so far?
Where I've played?
I mean, you've been
Portugal.
I suppose.
Yeah.
You've been to Bedford, though. We should talk about some of the other things.
Yeah.
Open mic. That was a couple of 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I look back on it and I can see why I didn't get through. Like, I think I've come, I don't know, like, I looked back at the video and I wasn't impressed, to be honest. I can see why I didn't get through.
But you were only, what, 15 then?
I was 14 when I turned 15 during the competition, so 14 and 15.
But you did well. I mean, the regional heats, where did you sort of end up in the end? You didn't get through, but
I got to the semi-final, in Bedford.
People can find that. It's a big stage for you, was it?
You
never played a gig that big.
No. It was really, I'd never done anything like it before, and I went to the audition. I didn't really know what I was expecting, and I went in this room with five other people my age, and they said just do a verse and a chorus or whatever. So I started going, and they just hold their hand up and you stop, and it's very daunting. And then they call out two people that get through from your five and then three that don't, and they called out two people and I wasn't in it, so I was like, great. And then they called the other two and said, you're not through, are you following?
Oh,
and then it was
the
me left, and
middle.
I was like, what's happening to me then?
Yeah.
And the lady said, we'd like to see you again, and I was like, oh, okay. And she said, we could tell you're very nervous. We think you can do better. So that made me more nervous. But I went in and there were nine of us left and only four spaces. And they're like, you've got to have a sing-off.
I can see that's a tactic because what they're trying to do is get the nerves out of you.
Yeah, they put more in. But it worked out well, I suppose.
It did, because you made it to the big stage. And X Factor too. You had a go at that.
X Factor.
Tell us about that.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you, I missed my first audition, which was in London. I kind of missed it, kind of didn't want to go. I didn't really think I'd get very far. But then the next day I was like, no, I should. And I looked up where the next audition was, went to Birmingham with my dad, of course. And there are about 7,000 people there in the massive queue. And then basically you go around to all these little booths and there's a producer in each one. And you go up to one and you sing a little bit, and if they give you a yellow slip, you're through, and if they don't, you're not through. And halfway through my song, I saw him get one out and I just started like screaming. I was like, wait, I should probably finish my song.
Yeah.
And then he said, congratulations, we'll see you back tomorrow. And I was like, I was kind of like, yes. And then I was like, hang on, I've got to come to Birmingham tomorrow.
Wow.
So I got through that. And then the next round was later on that day. So it was a late one to like a camera crew. And then you have to talk to researchers, and everyone's assigned a researcher to dig for information, you know, like they do those setups on The X Factor.
Yeah. So they have a little anecdote about
you.
Oh,
yeah.
This is Olivia
they
Carter.
Know
and she's,
everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely
where you go to school, how
yeah.
old you are, your time in Portugal.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And then weeks went on where I was being phoned by researchers and stuff. And then eventually they said, yeah, okay, you're through to the judges. So I sang. Then I was taken to Manchester. We had to stay overnight. It's quite a long one. Sharon Osbourne, Nicole Scherzinger,
right.
Louis Walsh, and Gary Barlow.
Yeah,
that was. Well, I've never been so scared in my life.
I bet. Do you know what we're running out of time, Olivia?
Yeah, no.
We just got started, really.
Yeah, I know. There's
but
so
it's
much
been
to
great
say.
To hear that. And the live track was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That was so good. I think Ben. Yeah, we're blown away by that. Do come back and see us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Cheers, guys.
So we can see you perhaps before you disappear off
yeah,
to
absolutely.
University of Sheffield. Or
yeah, no, you will. And I'll have original material next time.
Go for it. We want to hear that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really good.
Thank you.
Ladies Cheers. And gentlemen, that was Olivia Carter. And you
Thanks
can find out
much.
More about her, facebook.com/Olivia Carter Music. Go and like her there. And thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Broadcasting from the University City, we are Cambridge 105.